expand this book to rabbis and stuff and put it on the class, and you know how the Jews understand the book today? And would they disagree with what you determine to be the purposes of the book?
I don't know if I can answer all those. But I would imagine that the Jews of today would think that still referred to them somehow. As far as them understanding the book when it was written, I doubt that they very seriously understood everything in it. Josephus tells a story that when Alexander the Great came through, the Jewish high priest showed him the book of Daniel and told him that this talked about it, prophesied of it. Now, that just may be a tradition. It probably is that Josephus quotes. But I doubt that they understood everything about it, just as we probably don't understand everything about Revelation, things that may still apply to us.
Okay, Raymond Miller.
You mentioned that the Roman Empire was prophesied of, and also mentioned that at the Pope and all, which this would put the time frame after Christ was on earth, referring to the Pope and the Catholic Church. I've got a couple things I want to lead up to before I really ask the main question that I want to ask. In Daniel the 2nd, 12th chapter, 7th verse, where it mentions the time and past. Is it your opinion that that's referring to years, and that the time is 1 year, times 2 years, the half time, half a year, which would be 42 months, multiply that by 30, and it would be 1260 days?
In studying this in accordance with the book of Revelation, I think you can get 1260 days out of it. Now, I don't know that I'm going to say that's 1260 literal years. You may make that application, but I think you can get 1260 days out of it.
Okay. Only difference that would make if it's days, I just have to talk faster. Well, in Revelation 11:1-2, John is given a reed like a rod to measure the temple of God, but him not to measure the court which was vowed. The temple for it is given unto the Gentiles in the holy city. Shall they tread underfoot 42 months? That's another 42 months, which is 1260 days. Revelations 12:6. The woman fled into the wilderness for 1260 days. In Revelations 12:14, she was given two wings that she might fly into the wilderness for a time, times, and a half time, which again I say is 1260 days. Really, I'm saying it's 1260 years. Do you agree that all of these times are referring to the same period of time, whether it's 1260 days or 1260 years?
You mean the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation referring to the same thing?
When each word I mentioned the 1260 days, or time, times, and half time.
I don't know. I'm not an expert on book of Revelation, so I couldn't tell you. I'm not an expert on Daniel either, but I couldn't tell you.
I do believe that they all refer to the same period of time, whenever that might be. And of course, in doing that, the woman flying into the wilderness, mm-hmm, which typifies the church, would have to be after Christ was on earth. Now, that was just for some information for me. But right now, the main question I want to ask, I need to lead up to that just a little bit too. There have been many people raised from the dead. I believe most people would agree these are resurrections. In fact, in John 11:23-24, Martha misunderstood Jesus when he said Jesus would rise again. She she thought it meant in the resurrection of the last day. These are not numbered resurrections like the first resurrection. Therefore, indicating that there is a second resurrection. So there are just specific resurrections that are numbered like first and second resurrection. I know you want it. Now, this is my question. Daniel 2, 12 and 2.
Daniel 12 and 2?
Right.
Okay.
Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some everlasting, some to shame, everlasting. When would you, what time frame?